Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and here is your Daily Nerd Devo. We are back once again for Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the third installment, The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, released in 2006. Spoilers ahead. In this movie, we take a detour from the main story to follow a teenager named Sean, who, after getting arrested for a street race that ended in massive, costly damages, is given two choices: move to Tokyo to live with his father, or go to juvie. This is nothing new to Sean, as he and his mother have been moving around his whole life due to his mistakes. Sean chooses to move, again, and soon finds himself drawn into the local Tokyo street racing scene, but he quickly finds out that racing is a lot different here. In Tokyo, drifting is king. Drifting is basically when a driver oversteers on purpose and loses traction while keeping control of the car, basically making it slide. Think turning right to go left, like in Cars. Anyway, Sean not only finds the drifting scene, but the drift king, DK, whose uncle is a big player in the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia, and he promptly gets on DK's bad side. But with the help of some new friends, Sean learns to drift, and after losing his friend and mentor Han, a franchise favorite character, in a deadly car chase, he learns to not run away from his problems, but to race towards them and face them head on. We see that a few times in the Bible with some very important figures. We see Jonah run away from his responsibilities only to be brought back to carry out God's purpose for him. There's Moses, who runs away from Egypt after killing a man only to come back and fulfill God's purpose for him. You see the pattern here. God has a purpose for everyone, and we shouldn't run away from our problems because they're only a small thing to God. He's more powerful than anything we can face. Look at Gideon, who faced an entire Midianite army with only around 300 men, and he won because he trusted God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power." And in Isaiah 41:10, God himself tells us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So face your problems head on. Push past them and fulfill God's purpose for you, whether it's telling people about Jesus or becoming the new Drift King. Well, maybe just the first one. After all, what's a Drift King to the King of Kings? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.